Credit Cash Advance is your solution. If you're not with us, make the smart move and join us today.
Dial *247# today and experience the power of Stanbic Cash Advance with Stanbic Bank. T's and C's apply.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
13 hours on Phoenix FM. Up next, the main news.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7. Bonzi.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
The Absa Cup 2025 final is finally here. Zesco United will battle Red Arrows in the Absa Cup final at Levy Wanawasa Stadium on Saturday, 10th May 2025 at 15 hours. Grab your tickets now at ShopRite CompuTicket, VIP 300 Kwacha, West Wing 150 Kwacha, and East Wing 70 Kwacha, 20 Kwacha for North and South Wings. Don't miss out on this thrilling experience with a special appearance by His Excellency, Mr. Hagainde Hichilema.
Your story matters. Absa.
Good afternoon. The headlines. CCMG urges Secretary to Cabinet to ensure adherence to Electoral Code of Conduct by ministers in forthcoming by-elections. Congolese national and five Zambians nabbed over suspected theft of drugs. And in Global News, international gang sentenced for smuggling thousands of ants into Kenya. With the 13 Hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. The Christian Churches Monitoring Group, CCMG, is calling on the Secretary to Cabinet, Patrick Kangwa, to ensure that civil servants uphold non-partisan conduct ahead of the forthcoming parliamentary and local government by-elections. The group has also commended Mr. Kangwa's call for district commissioners and provincial ministers to refrain from participating in political campaigns and instead focus on their official duties. In a statement, CCMG Program Director Peter Mwanangombe is, however, calling on Mr. Kangwa to ensure that ministers who are involved in campaign activities for any candidate in any by-election take unpaid leave from their official duty as stipulated by paragraph 3.1b of the Electoral Code of Conduct. Meanwhile, Mr. Mwanangombe has welcomed calls from the Secretary to Cabinet on the need for civil servants with political ambitions to resign from their positions in order to participate in elections. The Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, has prescribed Thursday, the 26th of June 2025, as the date on which to hold the Lumezi parliamentary by-election in Eastern Province and two ward by-elections in Fibalala Ward in Milenge District of Lapula Province and Tua Ward in Sikongo District of the Western Province. The Department of Immigration has detained a 39-year-old Congolese national, Inga Tambwe, for being in possession of suspected stolen drugs in Kaputa District of the Northern Province. Department of Immigration Chief Public Relations Officer Namati Nshinga says this came to light during a joint operation by the department and other security agencies conducted on the suspect on the 30th of April 2025 after he earlier failed to appear before the nearest immigration officer upon entry into Zambia. Mr. Nshinga says a subsequent search of the house led to the discovery of assorted drugs believed to have been stolen from Kaputa Hospital, hidden in 20-liter plastic containers. He has disclosed that the joint team later picked five Zambians, which included a clinical officer, a nurse, a registry clerk, and a general worker, all based at Kaputa Hospital, as well as a carpenter, in connection with a suspected drug theft. Mr. Nshinga has also revealed that the Immigration Office conducted various operations across the country, which led to the detention of several illegal immigrants.
The Kaputa Immigration Office has detained a 39-year-old Congolese national, Ilunga Tambwe, for failure to appear before the nearest immigration officer upon entry into Zambia and unlawful stay. Tambwe was apprehended late on 30th April 2025 at his residence in Chashele village during a joint operation by immigration and other security agencies following a tip-off from a concerned member of the public. A subsequent search of his house led to the discovery of assorted drugs believed to have been stolen from Kaputa Hospital, hidden in 20-liter plastic containers. The joint team later picked five Zambians in connection with the suspected drug theft. These include a clinical officer, a nurse, a registry clerk, and a general worker all based at Kaputa Hospital, as well as a carpenter.
The Parliamentary Committee on Legislation has called on power utilities ZESCO to actively support the swift implementation of the open access and net metering regulations, saying the move is critical to enhancing Zambia's energy sector. The open access framework, outlined in statutory instrument SI number 40 of 2024, provides a legal basis for independent power producers, IPPs, and other stakeholders to access the national electricity transmission and distribution infrastructure, while SI number 38 of 2024 introduces a net metering system, enabling consumers to generate their own electricity primarily through renewable sources and feed excess power back into the grid. Speaking during a session in Ndola, where ZESCO officials appeared before the committee, Chairperson Remember Mutale described the regulations as progressive tools capable of driving economic growth and attracting much-needed investment in the energy sector. Mr. Mutale urged ZESCO to play a proactive role in facilitating the implementation of the two SIs to ensure Zambia transitions to a more open and inclusive electricity market.
Why we ask you this question is to lay away these fears that people have, that even if you did it, the bureaucracy that has been put in place is beyond what you think. We want you to tell us a time frame here to say you start seeing adverts for this copper belt by ZESCO, telling customers to come on board, explaining the net metering, because people don't know it. Others may know it, but they are fearing that you have gotten the monopoly with CEC. Find a way, and you should tell us to say, by this month, you start seeing adverts explaining to the public. You should go and hold public works meetings to explain this. You've got a lot of vehicles which go to disconnect and connect.
The Zambia Public Procurement Authority, ZPPA, has suspended Super Soft Point General Dealers Limited from participating in public procurement for a period of 1 year for submitting a National Pension Scheme Authority NAPSA compliance certificate that was not genuine. ZPPA Principal Public Relations Officer Inutu Mushambatwa says ZPPA instituted investigations pursuant to Section 95 of the Public Procurement Act No. 8 of 2020 and Regulation 23(1)(b) of the Public Procurement Regulations of 2022, following a report from NAPSA over the submission of a NAPSA compliance certificate that was not genuine. Ms. Mushambatwa explains that this was in a tender for the supply and delivery of staff uniform on a 3-year framework agreement, which was inconsistent with the NAPSA compliance certificate. She says ZPPA established that the submitted document was inconsistent with the NAPSA compliance certificate and therefore suspended Super Soft Point General Dealers Limited from participating in public procurement effective 24th April 2025. Ms. Mushambatwa, however, states that the suspension does not in any way limit Super Soft Point General Dealers Limited from performing outstanding contracts that were entered into before the 24th of April 2025.
ZPPA instituted investigations pursuant to Section 95 of the Public Procurement Act No. 8 of 2020 and Regulation 23, Subsection 1 and B of the Public Procurement Regulations 2022, following a report from NAPSA over the submission of a NAPSA compliance certificate that was not genuine in a tender for the supply and delivery of staff uniforms on a 3-year framework agreement. ZPPA established that the submitted document was inconsistent with an NAPSA compliance certificate.
In global news, a Kenyan court has sentenced 4 men to 1 year in prison or pay a fine of $7,700 for trying to smuggle thousands of live ants out of the country. The 4 suspects, 2 Belgians, a Vietnamese and a Kenyan, were arrested last month with 5,000 ants at a guest house in the western town of Naivasha. They had pleaded guilty to the charges and told the court that they were collecting the highly sought after ants as a hobby and did not think it was illegal. We monitored the BBC for other global stories.
Port Sudan.